this is the day that the Lord has made. Friend, let us rejoice. Come on, rejoice now and let us be glad. And it's hello there and welcome to Sunday worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. My, oh my, we are, what is this now? Less than 9 days away until the big day, until Christmas. Welcome to Sunday worship. It is, of course, Sunday, December the 16th. 2012. My name is Joey Kroll, and if you're not too familiar with Sunday worship is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragements. Yeah, we try to saturate this program in the Word of God, because if we don't invite God into the program, it's just music, and it's just talking, and just no different than any other program. So, Holy Spirit, you are invited. And yeah, we try to have a theme for each and every program. And today we're going to continue the Christmas theme. We're going to be focusing on Luke chapter 2. Yeah, which of course continues the Christmas story. So I hope you can join me. I hope you can set aside some time for the next few minutes. And I hope you enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. That's right. This is Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Well, friend, how you doing? Happy Sunday. It's Joey Kroll spending some time here with you. I pray that you are having a great weekend, a great Sunday so far. Any big plans so far this weekend? Having a good one? Yeah, we had a men's breakfast at church yesterday, so it was so good to catch up with all the men and enjoy some great biscuits and gravy. Just put some extra gravy on those biscuits. Oh, so good and so healthy. Amen. So that was actually a good highlight this weekend so far, and I pray that you are having a blessed one as well. And today we are focusing on Luke chapter 2. Yes, focusing on Christmas, continuing the Christmas music on Great News Radio. In Luke chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them." When I read Luke chapter 2, it says that she gave birth to a son, her firstborn. In Luke chapter 1, an angel came to her, the angel Gabriel. And the angel said, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus." And in Luke chapter 2, it says that she gave birth to a son. See, friend, God always keeps his word. God never backs down. When he says something, you can bank on it. You can put all your eggs in that basket. God follows through on his word. If he told you that something will happen, guess what? That thing will happen. God keeps his word. The Bible says, "For no word from God will ever fail." That's Luke chapter 1, verse 37. No word from God will ever fail. God kept his word. And as I think of Joseph trying to be the man that God is calling him to be, that his fiance, so to speak, Mary, was wanting him to be, being so scared and so nervous and trying to find a place for his future wife to give birth to the Son of God, pounding on the doors of hotels and seeing if she can give birth to this king in a healthy environment, and probably thinking, "I have to find a place for Mary to give birth to the son," and God provided a way in a manger in a barn. Not the place most people would expect the Son of God to be born. And I think how neat it is of God. When he says something, it's going to happen. It may not look like or be like the way we've planned it, but you can bank on it. If God says it, it will happen no matter what. And the gates of hell will not prevail, because no word from God ever fails. Thank you. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. That's right. This is Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you. Hi, how are you enjoying the Christmas music? Wall-to-wall Christmas music? Yeah, going to be playing that for the next week and a half, 2 weeks or so. And it is so neat to hear some of the favorite Christmas carols and songs that we only hear once a year, and have an opportunity to basically go in the record vault and blow the dust off of some of the old CDs and records and tapes that we haven't heard in just such a long time. And I love this time of the year, hearing just some of the songs that I grew up with and hearing them in different styles and hearing new versions of it. I love it. I love Christmas. Not a big fan of the snow or the ice or the cold temperatures, but I love this time of the year because we are basically making memories with our families and glorifying God in every step that we take. And I pray that's the same for you and your family. And today, friend, we are focusing on Luke chapter 2. We pick up in verse 8. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all of the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Friend, talk about great joy. Great joy that the one that they've been reading about and studying about and praying about, the Messiah, the Savior, the Lord, has finally come. the one that they studied about, who will overcome the law and bring grace and bring a new covenant to bring them hope. And the word says, bring them joy for all the people. Hallelujah, friend. That same joy, that same hope, that same Savior, that same Messiah is still with us today for those who put their hope in Jesus Christ. Friend, you can have good news this Christmas once you accept Jesus into your heart. And when we do, we'll have peace, that peace of God. We'll have great joy, and we will have true hope. Is Sunday worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Sunday, December the 16th, 2012. We are less than 9 days away until Christmas. Any plans for Christmas yet? Well, you got like 9 days to plan for them if you don't. So, yeah, we're probably going to, spend some time with just our family, local family, and probably head up to Chicago probably next weekend, that same weekend of Christmas. So we'll probably do that and spend some time with my family up north in Chicago. And I'm praying that there's not going to be any snow. I'm praying that we won't have a white Christmas. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Not a big fan of the snow. I know I'll probably get some disgruntled messages and mail about, you gotta have a white Christmas. I'm sorry. I love my warm temperature sunshine. I'd rather decorate a cactus than a Christmas tree. But regardless, friend, putting all that to the side, I pray that you're having a great weekend so far. And as we glorify the Lord, focus on Him and the true meaning of Christmas. We are focusing on Luke chapter 2 today. Read quite a bit so far today, and I want to focus on Luke chapter 2, verse 7. It says that she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for him. And as I focus on that, I kind of process in my mind to today how that same Jesus is knocking on the hearts of men, knocking on the hearts of women, and saying, "Do you have room for me? Can I come in and dwell with you and you dwell with me? Can I come in? Can I take my shoes off and get comfortable and get to know you and you get to know me?" The question is, friend, is there room in your inn, in your heart, for Jesus? Or are you going to be like the innkeeper and say, "I'm sorry, there's no room in my inn today"? Focusing on Luke chapter 2 on Great News Radio.
As little children, we would dream of Christmas morn, of all the gifts and toys we knew we'd find. But we never realized a baby born one blessed night gave us the greatest gift of our lives. We were the reason that He gave His life. We were the reason that He suffered and died. To a world that was lost, He gave all He could give to show us the reason to live.
As the years went by, we learned more about gifts, the giving of ourselves and the world that needs. On a dark and cloudy day, a man hung crying.
Oh, that's right. We Are the Reason. That is a group called Avalon right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you as part of Sunday Worship. It's, of course, Sunday, December the 16th, 2012. That's right. We Are the Reason that he suffered and died. He made it all about us when he was at the cross. That's why, friend, we need to make it all about him and give him the credit, the honor, and the glory that he deserves, especially this time of the year. When we go out, I pray that we have the Spirit of the living God in us and walking in the Spirit of God as we go out this Christmas season. And not only this Christmas, I pray that we have a Spirit of Christmas each and every day of the year. Friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you today. It is an honor to sit in this chair, sit behind this microphone each and every Sunday and Thursday as part of the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. And thank you so much for letting me work at the greatest job in the entire world. Friend, I pray that you enjoy the rest of your weekend. God bless you. And until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.